Scott Logue has been selected as the cooperative's next chief executive officer, succeeding Kevin Still, who will retire September 1st after a remarkable 42-year career with Keystone. According to Logue,
I think Kevin's legacy really is, it is, it's our new foundation to step off from. And I think there's tremendous opportunities ahead of us. We are a leader in the ag space, and we will continue to grow and press into that opportunity for our 20,000 farmer owners.
Company leaders say Logue's selection supports Keystone's long-term growth strategy as the cooperative continues to evolve to meet the changing needs of agriculture.
I'm as excited about the opportunities in agriculture that I have been in my entire career, and I think we position so well. We have a tremendous group of employees, and I think that Keystone has that attraction to the employee marketplace, and there's opportunities for people to grow in our company, and I'm looking forward to helping create new opportunities, not just for our employees, but really for our members.
Logue steps into the role at a time when farmers are facing tight margins, changing markets, and rapid advances in technology. Cooperative leaders say they're confident his leadership will help position Keystone for continued success while maintaining its commitment to serve member owners.
You know, I've been here for 29 years, so I've been part of the organization. It's about the continuity and just to allow our divisions to continue to do what they're doing extremely well, grow, and really service the farmer.
The leadership transition becomes official September 1st, marking the end of one era and the beginning of another for one of the Midwest's largest farmer-owned cooperatives. Find the full press release from Keystone Cooperative on our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.